shouldn't need a whole lot to praise God on Resurrection Sunday. Shouldn't take a whole lot for us to give God praise on Resurrection Sunday. We ought to be grateful on Resurrection Sunday. The truth is,
God is good. See, may your
even when you're going through, God proves how good He is to you. Not just on the good days, but His proof is on the bad days. Anybody in here ever had a moment where you didn't think you were going to make it? And God proved to you that He was there with you when nobody else was there. So even before we get to the word today, just give God praise for doing what He didn't have to do. Bibles with me, Luke chapter 24. Open your Bibles with me to Luke chapter 24. Good to see y'all. Y'all glad to be here?
Yes,
Luke chapter 24. We'll read a while, then I'll let you see it. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb bringing the spices which they had prepared. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men suddenly stood near them in dazzling clothing. And as the women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, "Why do you seek the living one among the dead? He's not here, but he has risen. Remember how he spoke to you while he was still in Galilee, saying that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise again?" And they remembered his words and returned from the tomb and reported all these things to the 11 and to the rest. Now they were Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary the mother of James. Also the other women with them were telling these things to the apostles. But these words appeared to them as nonsense, and they would not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb, stooping and looking in. He saw the linen wrappings only, and he went away to his home, marveling at what had happened. As you just take your seat, turn to the person to your left or your right and say, "What will you do? What will you do?" We know the resurrection story. At least I hope we do.
Yes, sir.
And the resurrection story is often told in many forms and in many ways. As a matter of fact, sadly, we often look for different angles and approaches. Many folks today are going to try to be slick on Resurrection Sunday, preach something that probably ain't in the Bible.
Not here.
Not here. I hear you. But this is one of the aspects of the story, Reverend Easton, Reverend Allen, that I appreciate, because it shows us what took place after the resurrection. Sadly, people of God, the men were hiding. See how it got quiet? The 11, because Judas is now gone, are somewhere hoping they're not next. And it is a shame that in 2024, after all that the Lord has done for many of us are still hiding. God has been too good for us to hide. Brought us too far for us to run away. But sadly, we do it every day. When you have the opportunity to speak on your job to your coworker, you let your salvation be quiet. I know you have the right to remain silent, but you have the obligation because of his blood to say something. I know. I don't want nobody to know. Well, if you're ashamed to honor me before men, I'd be ashamed to honor you before my father. And so the women come with spices. Now, I need to just take a little moment so that you know just how powerful these women were. First of all, they showed up by themselves. They didn't need no help. They don't need no escort. They would have assumed that they were going to encounter Roman soldiers. And it didn't seem to make them no never mind. They showed up, despite who would be there, to prepare the body for burial. Isn't that what the text said? On Sunday, the first day of the week, they preparing the body for burial. Let's do it again. On Sunday, that's the first day of the week. The first day of the week is Sunday. They show up, let me walk y'all slow, with spices to prepare the body for burial. Hold on. He been dead for 3 days and 3 nights. I ain't gonna mess with nobody's timelines today. Just leave that alone. But we know he been dead for 3 days and 3 nights. And we know he got up on the first day of the week. We also know that flesh has been ripped off of his body. We know that the cross was bloody. We know that this is not a pretty body to deal with. And the women, never mind, show up to prepare the body. This would have involved cleaning his wounds, packing the body with fresh smelling spices and ointments, rubbing the body down, wrapping the body in cloth after washing, cleansing, prepping, wrapping. That's what the women were going to do to a 33-year-old grown man by themselves, because the men were hiding. Y'all don't like this sermon on Easter, huh? That's not the one y'all wanted to hear. It's the one in the Bible. They're hiding. And yet and still, brothers, I would argue that some of us are still hiding. And women are still showing up by themselves. With all of the ointment, with all of the spices, and saying things like, I can imagine these women would say, I'm going to do what I got to do. I don't know. Mary Magdalene, theologians say, was most likely a prostitute. We do know that she had at least 7 demons on the inside of her that Jesus casted out, and she showed up, and I can only imagine how about it she was. Because people who got a past seem to be serious when they get saved. See, you get somebody who done come out the street and you give them Jesus, they gonna tell anybody about Jesus. You get somebody who used to get drunk, who used to get high, and you give them Jesus, they ain't scared of nothing. It's the folk who ain't been through nothing, who always trying to have some rules about where we can't go and what's going to happen to us if we go over there and tell them about a risen Savior. But Mary Magdalene, on the other hand, She like, look, I was a streetwalker. I ain't always done right. I can imagine her, Sister Kathy, walking up to the Roman soldiers where, show me where the body is. Ain't nobody scared of y'all. Somebody gonna show me where Jesus is. I ain't forgot. And here it is, instead of meeting soldiers, they meet angels. And the angels, even the women recognize, like, wait a minute, these ain't regular people, and they bow. This tells me something, because the women who came to the tomb, number one, they were willing, but number two, they were discerning. Lord have mercy. Because they were willing to take on whatever they had to take on, but once they saw an angel, they were willing to worship. Something is happening in the church, y'all, where when we see God moving, we're not willing to worship no more. We look around and go, I'll worship if they worship. I don't care if they worship. They saw the angels and everybody was like bowing down. What will you do when you just think about what God has done for you? Are you waiting on a feeling? It shouldn't take no feeling. It should take a memory. Are you waiting on them to sing your song? It shouldn't take no song. It should take a memory. The old saints used to say, when I think about the goodness of Jesus. Not when I sing about, not when somebody reminds me, when I think about it and all he's done for me, my soul begins to cry, hallelujah. And so they're bowing. And the angels say to them, first of all, why are y'all even here? Y'all missed it. Verse 4, while they were perplexed, behold, two men suddenly stood near them in dazzling clothing. Verse 5, and as the women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, why do you seek the living one among the dead? Now, what a question. Why are y'all here if you believed what he said? He told you he was going to get up. So why did y'all even come here? For many of us, your actions demonstrate disbelief. Oh, it's quiet in here. Lord, I trust you. Lord, I honor you. You're not living like you trust me. The angels literally said, why are you looking for alive men where dead men are? And for many of us, I know my father used to tell me when I was in high school, I found myself going to some places I wasn't supposed to go. And my father had a saying. He says, son, you can get everything you want over there, including the killing. So my dad would say to me, he says, son, stay out from over there because you'll get everything you want over there, including the killing. See, many of us are in places where you know there's no righteousness, but you're so comfortable with the place you won't leave it. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But we like it there because we're comfortable with our history and not comfortable with the newness of life. So he says, and I'm going to come to my 3 points here. Why are you even here? And then the very next thing is actually a rebuke, Deacon Johnson. He says in the very next verse, verse 6, he's not here, he is risen. Remember how he spoke to you while he was still in Galilee? Here's the thing. If you're taking notes today, when it comes to us living a life for the Lord, and when it comes to us celebrating on this Resurrection Sunday, the first thing I need all of us in this room to do is remember. Say, remember. 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 Do you remember when you were doing what you thought you was big enough to do and God was patient? Do you remember when you got so drunk that you don't know how you was going to get home, but you made it home anyway? Don't look at me in that tone of voice. Let me come over here. Do you remember when you was doing what you thought you was big enough to do, but God? Let's talk to this side over here because y'all don't like me today. Do you remember, when you was playing church? This side don't want to talk to me neither. Do you remember? When you was doing all manner of foolishness. But God, hey, excuse me. Do you remember how God never left you? Do you remember how God was like, I got you, even though you ain't got me? Do you remember how God was making a way when you wasn't even trying to live for God? Do you remember? Or has everybody in this room always sung Amazing Grace? How sweet the sound. I know it's a couple people in here that still got a Tupac CD. I know it's a couple of y'all in here go back further than that. Got an NWA CD. Let's go back further. It's all right, older people. Y'all ain't ready. I can go back to y'all's era with the Isleys. It's a Marvin Gaye. Some of y'all still singing Let's Get It On. And do you remember? He says, I'm trying to figure out why you moving like you don't remember. Okay. I'm trying to figure out why you're in a place that demonstrates you don't remember. And for thus, on this Resurrection Sunday, God is saying to us in this Tabernacle Baptist Church, I'm trying to figure out why you praising like you don't remember. How can we be this quiet? After all, y'all, okay, listen, I'm going to give God what he's worth today. How can we be this quiet when I remember how good God has been to me? How you talk to your neighbor like you don't remember? Come on in this room. You forgiven like you don't remember? God says, if you don't forgive others, I won't forgive you. Somebody up in this room need to be like, wait a minute, Lord. You've done a whole lot of forgiving and a whole lot of grace and a whole lot of mercy and a whole lot of loving kindness and a whole lot of patience. Do you remember? He says, remember. Put that verse back up for me, brother. He says, remember how he spoke to you while he was still in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise again. In other words, I told you this was going to happen. Why are you surprised? God is asking us on this Resurrection Sunday, what do you remember? See, here's what happens. Many of us got a good memory till stuff gets hard. Huh? Your memory real good till it get rough. It get rough and you lose all your memory. You lose all ability to do what you're supposed to do. Can I take my time a little bit? I've been up here 18 minutes. You ain't in no hurry? Okay. It's Resurrection Sunday. Let me teach a little bit. Watch this. I remember I got the chance to train with the SWAT team on a firing range. And we were on the firing range with the SWAT team, and the range operator said, you shoot pretty good when the target ain't moving. He said, but bad guys don't stand still. Come on, I'm gonna go somewhere. Bad guys don't stand still. He says, and furthermore, when trouble hits, you don't think. You only respond according to your training. When you study people who have been to war, they will tell you that when gunfire starts, they lose their fine motor skills. Their hearing actually gets worse because the ear is protecting itself against the volume of the gunfire. But their sight gets better because they're zeroing in. And as the heart rate and the blood is beginning to flow, all the blood is going to its vital organs, giving the body all of the strength and adrenaline it needs, but you lose all fine motor skills. And the only thing you can do is what you've practiced. Okay. You can't think in that moment. You can only do what you've trained to do during peace. This is why we come to church sometimes, especially during times of brokenness, and we can't praise God. We can't praise God because you're not used to praising Him when it's nice and when ain't nothing going on. And when trouble hits, you lose your mind and you can't praise Him because you have no track record. You don't remember. See, if somebody would just learn to bless God at all times and let His praise continually be in your mouth, then come what may, it wouldn't make a bit of difference. The enemy can come in like a flood, and the Lord will raise up a standard against it. And before you know it, people will be like, why are you praising God in the middle of this? Because this is how I practice. I don't understand how you can give God honor when everything is going crazy. I practice honor. I practice praise. I practice giving God glory. I practice giving God everything that He's due. But if you're not used to it, y'all in this room, if you waiting for your song to come on before you hit the dance floor, no. Somebody got to be like, no, I do this. I bless the Lord at all times. No, I do this. And so the angel's words are really a rebuke. The angel is really saying to them, if you would have had a practice of listening to God, you wouldn't be here now. But your trauma response is taking over your victory response. And your trauma is louder than your victory. And you can't give God victory because your trauma is in the forefront instead of your victory. Now, I know, I understand. Bishop, you know, when you're going through and things are happening to you, sometimes you can't think to praise God. But what I'm telling you is, it's not about thinking to praise God. It's about praise being a habit. And when you get a case of the can't help it, I just can't help myself. I told y'all last week, come on now, the old saints, it didn't matter what was going on, they'd get to calling on the Lord. Come on now. Everything they called on, the Lord have mercy. Something else happened, Lord have mercy. They go to rubbing their legs. You didn't even know why they was calling on the Lord. Huh? Lord have mercy. Get a phone call, Lord have mercy. You go, what's wrong? What's wrong? Oh, nothing. Mary Jo just said that such and so was having a baby. Lord have mercy. Because it was in them. It was in a habit to call on God. What's your habit? If trouble comes and you get to cussing and not praising, what's your habit? If trouble comes and you get to drinking and not praising, what's your habit? If trouble comes and you want to get high and not praise, what's your habit? And here, I'm asking you on this Resurrection Sunday, I need a few of y'all to remember. He could have left you there. The diagnosis could have been different. But He loves us. Sometimes, matter of fact, all the time, better than we love ourselves. So the first thing I got to do is I got to remember. And then, watch this, verse 8, they remembered His words and returned from the tomb and reported all those things to the 11, bless their heart, and to all the rest. Now, let's stop. They remembered, which means sometimes to remember, you just need somebody to remind. Oh, okay. Did y'all hear me? Come on, for those of y'all taking notes, it's a bunch of R's today. I did that on purpose. Sometimes to remember, you need somebody to remind you. And I know sometimes we don't like being reminded, but you need to be reminded of how good God is. Sometimes you need to be reminded. Sometimes you got to testify to yourself. When you look around and you can't find nobody to remind you, you need to remind yourself, I was indeed sinking deep in sin. You need to remind yourself, Lord, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I don't know where I would be. Can somebody just remind yourself on this Resurrection Sunday? Go ahead, take a few seconds and remind yourself of what God has done on your behalf. I dare you to open up your mouth and begin to remind yourself. Just go ahead, take a few seconds. I'll wait. You see, we out of practice. We out of practice. When you get the opportunity in the house of God to have a moment and respond out of your mouth. We don't even know what to say because we have come to the place where we're so cute and we're afraid of who gonna look at us. When we have a moment to even give God praise, we're out of practice. So I need a few of y'all to remind yourself, God, you've been good. Lord, you've been kind. Yes, Lord. God, you've been merciful. Y'all, excuse me. But every once in a while, you got to raise your voice. You got to raise your voice because I don't want no rocks crying out for me. I know y'all might not want me to get real loud today, but listen, some of y'all need to get a little louder. Some of y'all been whispering too long. Some of y'all been cave dwelling too long. You've been hiding, and I'm sending somebody to tell you just how good God has been to you. Once I remember, and maybe I need to get reminded. Huh? Maybe I need to get reminded. Maybe I need to get reminded, Deacon Harris. Somebody needs to remind us. And I don't know. I don't want to stand up in the Great Tabernacle Baptist Church with a bunch of people who don't like to be reminded. It's like, you know, I don't mind people reminding me. I know where he brought me from. You can bring my past up and I'll smile. Woo! Go ahead, bring my past up. I smile. I heard that you used to. It was me. I heard I got some info on you. It was me. Go ahead, say that loud. Because if they see where I was and they see where I am, they will know it had to be God. If they see where I used to be and they see where I stand now, it had to be God. Couldn't nobody have done that but Jesus. Couldn't nobody have made a way like that but the Lord. Couldn't nobody have brought him out of that but the Lord. Go ahead, tell my story. And when you think you're making me feel bad, I'll tell the rest. Tell my story. Because some of y'all, you hear your story, you like, that's all you got? That ain't even the whole truth. How? What'd they tell you I did? Girl, please, let me tell you the rest of it. Huh, bro, that's what they said I did? Man, you wasn't even there. What time did they say I left? That was the first party. Now y'all ain't in here. Tell it all. Tell it all. Tell it all. And when you tell it all, I will bless him. I can't believe that should have smeared his name. It didn't smear me. It made God look good. Come on now. Come on. I wish we would stop talking about some of these young people who done been through some stuff. Come on now. Stop talking. Can you believe she had a baby? She survived. Wrap your hands around her. Go ahead and get her close to you, older woman. Go ahead and get him close to you, older man. Don't down them. Don't bash them. Teach that baby how to raise that baby. Teach her what it's going to be like. Show her that she got a village. Show her she got help. You got to remember, you just didn't get pregnant. Come on in this place. Remember. 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 I would hate for you to get reminded. Remember. Before you get to criticizing, remember. For my younger crew in here, I'm going to get to my last 2 points. I'm going to sit down. There's a TikTok trend going around. Bless these TikTokers. Where this younger generation has decided that they're going to drink the liquor of the old generation. So they going viral, grabbing bottles of Mad Dog 2020 and Screwdriver. So these young cats is picking up like Kiwi Strawberry Mad Dog. I'm talking about, I wonder what this tastes like. And this older brother, butted in the video, he says, I would really caution you. Don't do it to yourself. Don't even do that. And then it cuts back to the young person. Take a big swig. Ooh, this tastes good. Older person, that's the first drink. I'm telling you right now, you're going down a road of no return. Don't you do that to yourself. I wish we did that in church. See? But we don't want to tell the truth. When you see somebody doing the stuff that you used to do, you need to pull them to the side. Sweetie, you probably shouldn't do that. Because I did that. It ain't good. Hey, see, Ethan is over here testifying. Ethan said, ooh-wee, you don't do it. That's that type of liquor that make you forget your name. But some of us don't remember. Some of us don't remember that God brought us out of it. And you got two nickels to rub together. A house to go to. A brand new suit on. And we look down at the brother who's sagging his pants. And the only reason some of us didn't do it is because it wasn't popular during our day. But the next thing we got to do is we got to report. Oh, it says it right there in the text, just in case y'all didn't see it. Verse 8, they remembered his words, returned from the tomb, and reported all these things to the 11. Report. Report. Once you remember, go say something. Somebody ought to leave church today. Say, excuse me, I got something to say. You got to report. Go tell somebody. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Report it. And report all of it. Don't give the cute version. Come on, saints. Give the full report. Don't be giving that pretty version. Give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Give the whole thing. Report. Once you remember, go tell them. Listen, I ain't always been right, but God. Listen, I made some mistakes, but God. Listen, I was in church. Let me tell you something. I gave Pastor Thompson my hand right down here and didn't a bit know nothing about Jesus than that microphone. I walked down this aisle, gave Pastor Thompson my hand, answered yes to all of those questions because my grandmother said, today is your day. I knew exactly what I was supposed to say, and I was not going to embarrass my family. I knew Jesus just as much as I knew how to do brain surgery. And from that moment until I really got saved, on a Thursday at 3 a.m. in the top bunk of my dorm room at the University of Dayton, when I really got myself together and woke up and knew, God, if you leave me, I don't know what's going to happen. That's when I really got my life right. All the rest of that time, I was playing. I was singing in the choir, playing. Behind the drums, playing. I didn't know nothing about God. I came to church every Sunday and didn't know Jesus. I showed up to BTU and didn't know Jesus. I was in Sunday school and did not know Jesus. You can be at church, but not in church. And so once you remember, sometimes you gotta be reminded, but then I need you to report that God has been patient with you. As the song says, please be patient with me. God ain't through with me yet. He ain't through. He still got some work to do with me. I still got some stuff that's going on the inside of me. I still got some things I need to get right. Come on in this place. Hold on. I don't want to tell nobody that. They might think funny of me. Let them think funny. Some of us today need to rededicate your life to Jesus. You know, I joined when I was a little girl. And then what did you do? I joined when I was a little boy. And then what did you do? You got to rededicate. You got to report. And report the truth. Oh, don't give me the church version. No, don't give me that version. See, Reverend Allen, sometimes they might not be able to take the testimony, but they need the testimony. You might not be able to take the truth, but you need the truth, because the truth is what's going to set you free. Huh? See, you get to talking, and sometimes we look at people and we go, oh, that's a powerful man of God. That's a powerful woman of God. They done been through something. Huh? Notice, the people that Jesus told to report were the women who had been through a lot. He told the prostitute to go preach. Since Peter won't say nothing, Mary will. And so here come Mary. I'm about done. She come and telling everybody. He's risen. If that ain't the gospel, I don't know what is. And listen, I'm 10 toes down on this one. Women really need to check themselves because, you know, they shouldn't be preaching. Well, you shouldn't be hiding. Now what? He's risen. Deacon Henry, what bothers me is Peter. Peter agitates me so bad in this text. Oh, Pete. I'm so mad at Pete. Can't believe Pete. What did Pete do? Verse 11. These words appeared to them as nonsense. How you gonna say they nonsense and you wasn't there? They didn't believe them. Now here's the thing. They had heard the same thing the women had heard. The women remembered. The men denied. But Peter, verse 12, got up and ran to the tomb, stopping, looking in. He saw the linen wrappings only, and he went away to his home, marveling at what had happened. Now, people gonna look at that verse and go, well, at least he went to go see for himself. That's a problem. See, Digga Henry's, why couldn't you believe her? Why did you have to go check behind her work? Why did you have to go verify what she said? If it would have been Matthew, would you have needed verification? Would you have needed to check behind James and John? After all of y'all were asleep together when Jesus was praying. Would you have had to verify, if the woman who denied, who told you you didn't know Jesus. You didn't need no verification about your answer. I don't know him. But yet and still, when Mary comes, you got to verify. You got to check her out. The women remembered when the angel spoke. But the men had to go verify. Don't be like that. On this Resurrection Sunday, just this moment of sobriety. I need you to remember. I need you to report. But don't you get to the place where you're skeptical. Where you got to go, I got to see for myself. See, the truth is, if we're the body of Christ, watch this. We're many members, one body. That's true, right? How many of y'all have ever had a good meal? Anybody? Hands. Good meal. How many? Come on. Don't look at me like that. How many of y'all had a good meal? Hands down. The only part of you that told all of you it was good was the taste buds. No other part of you tasted it. They missed it. There was only one part of you that told all of you that it was good. And the rest of you didn't verify. It just believed. One part of you said, that's delicious. The rest of you said, okay, since you said it's good, the rest of us are now going to engage in another bite. If you reject it, no matter what the eyes see, when you tell me that it's no good, even if the eyes say it's good, we're going to believe you. Now watch. Cut, chew, good, stomach. No, the rest. Stomach said, stop eating. The rest of the entire body goes, that's what's up. We're not eating no more. We're good. The tongue don't push back and say, but it tasted good. The eyes don't say, but it looked good. The hands don't say, but we're ready. The stomach says, bruh, no. Don't do this to yourself. It's gonna be bad. The whole body says, we agree. We will no longer participate in this. fork, knife down, everything, back up from the table, one bite. If the stomach says no, all of you says no. That's the way the body should work. Y'all still ain't caught it. When one person says God is good, somebody else shouldn't need verification. If one person says he made a way, everybody else should say he's a way maker. If one person says he opens doors, everybody else should say he opened doors. If one person say he's a healer, everybody else should say he's a healer. Whether or not you got healed or not, I believe because the body said so. See, what we see in this narrative is a dysfunctional body. A body that wasn't connected together. He should have responded. You said he got up. You said he did what he said he was going to do. Show me where he's at. Let's go find him together. But this is a dysfunctional body. And I don't want a dysfunctional body in tabernacle. And so we're going to remember. We're going to report. But here's the last one. We're going to rejoice. Yes, we are. And here's what we're going to rejoice over. If I'm telling you that God is good, you need to believe. Y'all, you said thank you. If I'm telling you that God has all power, you need to believe what? If I'm telling you that God can make a way, you need to believe what? He's a way maker. He's a heavy load sharer. He's a bridge over troubled water. He's the rose of Sharon. He's the lily, hey, of the valley. He's the bright, yes, and morning star. He's the wheel in the middle of a wheel. That's who my God is. If I tell you that he's able, you got to believe that he's able. I'd like to make a report. I got a report to hand in to the audience. The report is that there can't nobody do you like Jesus. The report is that God is better than I can be to myself. The report is that he got up on the third day just like he said he would. That is the report of the Lord. And I ask you this question, what will you do? Who will believe the report? I don't feel like believing. You better report. You better remember. You better report. You better rejoice. Do I have any rejoicers in here? Do I have any rejoicers? Come on, think about your own life and then give God praise. Think about your own trials and then give God praise. Think about your own hospital room and then give God praise. Think about how he handled your children and then give God praise. Think about how he handled your mother and your father and then give God praise. Think about what he's done for you and then give God praise. Cry aloud. Spare not. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Rejoice in here. And again, I say rejoice. Well, you know, Pastor, you know, I don't know. That's a lot. I don't know if I can do all that rejoicing and moving like I used to. Well, here's the thing. If you can't move like you used to, wave your hand. To see? Some of y'all, yeah, you came. You might not be able to run like you used to, but you can tap your foot. You might not be able to dance like you used to, but you can sway from left to right. You might not be as quick for as long as you were, but you can give God a few seconds. There it is. You can give God a little bit of praise because he is worthy, huh, of the glory. He is worthy, yes, Lord, of the honor. Yes, he is. He's worthy, huh, of the praise. I dare a couple of y'all to not care who's sitting next to you and open up your mouth and begin to rejoice. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. See, I wait. I know time is far spent. Y'all like, Bishop's going long today. It's Resurrection Sunday. I wait. We get to go in extra innings. Y'all do know we're still in the NCAA tournament, and y'all would love some of these games to go into overtime. So y'all give me a few more minutes on resurrection. I'll be back to my normally scheduled program next week. I'll keep it concise. But today, somebody bless God. Yeah. It's a good day to bless him. Yep. Not, I'm waiting on y'all. See, Deacon Harris is gonna make me cut up. Because he said, I'm running, but I'm running for the Lord. See, that's okay. See, because I got a rule. Y'all ain't heard my rule yet. I got a rule. I don't let somebody praise and I watch. It's a rule. I don't let somebody praise and I watch. And so if Deacon Harris gonna go ahead and give God praise, the rest of us ought to give God praise with him, because he's a part of the body. He's a part of the body. Somebody open up your mouth and bless God. Thank you. See? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. She got a whole walker and she out praising people who don't need one. I don't understand it. Glory. 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 If there's anybody in this place that needs to be saved, this is your day. If there's anybody that needs to give their life to Jesus, this is your moment.